So the big doings this weekend were this Buffalo shooting that took place on Saturday. So I'm just going to go through the supposed quote unquote facts right now from the AP, and then we're going to break this sucker down a little bit more. So this is from the Associated Press, which is our baseline, so I can rip it apart. Saturday afternoon, a white gunman, of course, it has to be emphasized, the color of the shooter when it's a certain race. Not when it's other races, because this standard is not applied equally. It is not applied equally in any way, shape, or form. It is applied to one side. But one race, and it's obviously white, when it's a white person. A white gunman in military gear attacked shoppers and workers at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York, killing 10 black people. Do you see how the AP did that? Not people. 10. One white person killed 10 black people. Now, when one black person kills 10 black people, not a big deal. Remember we reported last 2 weeks ago in California where they had every gun law known to man? What was it? Every town? Yeah, it is. And they had every gun law on the books. They were number one. Before we get into this, New York City is number three, according to Every Town for Gun Safety. Just put that through your head right now. As they say on Twitter, let that sink in. New York is number three, because according to Every Town, New York is a national leader in gun violence prevention. But still, 10 people were killed on Saturday with a gun. At least the ones they care about when it's a white guy killing black people. Another black person and two white people were wounded. Officials are investigating the shooting as a hate crime, which I never liked the idea of classifying things as a hate crime. If you steal something from somebody, if you hit somebody, if you target them in any way, you hate something about them. The fact that there's such thing as a crime without some sort of hate involved in it always bothered me. And really, hate crimes are just another way of a class system. It's another way of making sure that one group is promoted over another. That's why I dislike the idea of hate crimes. Because it makes crime is a crime, and I hate to say it this way, but a crime is a crime. But the gunman broadcast the shooting to a small audience on Twitch, which is owned by Jeff Bezos, which said it removed the video from its platform in less than 2 minutes. According to police, the gunman began shooting in the parking lot inside, exchanged gunfire with a security guard who was killed, before stalking through the aisles and shooting shoppers. At one point, he trained his weapon on a white person and said sorry and doesn't shoot, which is weird, but the suspected gunman is a guy named, I don't care. I know people are like, I don't say the name of the shooter. Whatever, I'll say the name of the coward. I'll say it. We have enough violence here anyway. This idea that not saying the guy's name is going to do anything. Peyton Gendron, he's from a small town of 200 in Conklin, New York, which is apparently 200 miles southeast from Buffalo, which is weird. It's kind of like the El Paso shooting when the kid drove from DFW to El Paso to shoot Mexicans. It's like, dude, you live in DFW. You couldn't find any there? Not trying to be like a jerk. It's a high Mexican population in DFW. It's Texas. So And it was just, that's why it was very strange that that was mentioned. Just like here, he drove 200 miles to Buffalo. Officials say the rifle used by the suspect in the attacks was purchased legally, but the magazines he used for the ammunition were not allowed in New York. Apparently, they were 30-round magazines. But they do make it a point that he lives very close to Pennsylvania, so they're going to start with that nonsense. let's see. There is a manifesto, which I will mention in a moment, being circulated widely online, that it supposedly talks about his racist, anti-immigrant, anti-Semitic beliefs. Among them was a desire to drive all people not of European descent from the U.S. Okay. Document draws inspiration from the gunman who killed 51 people in New Zealand in 2019. It draws a lot of inspiration, if you catch my drift. And I'll go to this now. A guy who has photos of the 2019 manifesto and the 2022 manifesto. It's the exact same thing. They just copied and pasted the 2019 mass shooting manifesto. Some people are even saying that it was not even done by a person, but by a program. And the idea is this. And I agree with the people that have been saying this. The default position for the last high-profile mass shooters is that they're fed plants. This is a false flag operation. It smells like a false flag operation. How many 18-year-olds without a job are able to acquire thousands of rounds of gear? Thousands of rounds of ammunition. And the amount of money for the gear that they have. Here's another thing. The FBI has already come out and labeled this thing. Got it done. Got it taken care of. Found the guy. Blah, blah, blah. Still don't know anything about new... Las Vegas. Yet they weren't able to do this in Waukesha. They weren't able to do this in Waukesha. They came out with this guy. They weren't able to do this in the New York subway shooting. Immediately. And you want to talk about a racist comment. The New York City shooter. Racist comments beyond all belief. Yeah. But that was fine. Because he brought a pistol from New Mexico into the state of New York. That's okay. It wasn't an AR-15, so don't worry about that. But I believe this as well. You don't have to. You can challenge me on it. I'm fine with that. But this thing is absolutely a false flag. I believe it is a false flag. Why else? The FBI had this guy they had him on their radar. From a supposed school shooting or a threat the year before. And so it's very interesting to see how quickly all these things were found. And I don't know about you, but it's a little ironic that within this manifesto that this guy had, from the Buffalo shooting, it's a wish list for ATF to go after gun manufacturers. He listed all the manufacturers and the parts that you can get them. And it goes on for page after page after page. He details them. Now, he names the weapons. He names the parts. He even goes into the breakdown of the bolt carrier group. He talks about where he got his 30-round magazines. He talks about the stocks. He talks about the fact it's an A2 stock and an A2 rifle buffer system. I mean, he goes into the ammo. It's very strange how detailed he went in order for the FBI and Hateful Kate to talk about AR-15s and the weapons and all this stuff. Guys, he even goes into the types of rifles. Oh, he also got a tac helmet. And then he talks about green nationalism, killing high. This thing, it really reads like a cut and paste with some thus changed around from New Zealand. And of course, he was wearing a symbol for the National Bolshevik Party. He was wearing, and some say it was the black sun that the neo-Nazis are wearing in Ukraine, which freaked out the Ukraine harder supporters. But it's interesting, once again, because the AP says, well, you know, he got this firearm and he wanted to kill more people after. And the FBI knew about it because the year before he made a threat at his high school. And guess what New York City has? Extreme risk laws. Red flag laws. So New York City, or New York, has background checks on all gun sales. They have red flag laws. They have laws to disarm domestic abusers, police reform laws, strong permit systems for the purchase and carry of handguns. It's from every town's website. They have the strongest gun laws in the nation. Guys, the amount of information this dude drops throughout it. I'll give you one page. I'll actually give you the link, and you can go through it on Twitter. This guy takes screenshots of all of this stuff. All of this stuff. He goes through the ammo. He goes through 5.56 ammo, 223 ammo. He goes through four different types of 223 ammo. Ball ammunition, hollow point ammunition. He goes through stuff that different AR-15 manufacturers. He goes through bolt carrier groups. He goes through stuff that people would not talk. Fixed carry handle receivers. All kinds of nonsense. Stuff that you wouldn't write about. He wrote about. There's a lot of stuff here that points to a plant. It was so bad that the manifesto was taken down because too many people were highlighting the fact that, hey, that's a copy and paste from 2019. And you see what they tried to do at first? Oh, well, he was inspired. He was inspired by the 2019 shooter. But you know what happened in New Zealand? The effect of the 2019 shooting in New Zealand. I think Horseface was in charge back then too. The federal government suspended all kinds of laws. And of course they apologized to the of course that was a white guy shooting Muslims instead of a white guy shooting black people. Oh, this was one of the effects. Arden banned all military-style assault rifles. Sweeping changes. They did a gun buyback scheme. They did all kinds of stuff as a result of that shooting. And we'll hear from Joe today, I think, at some point when he goes to Buffalo. Well, he's in Buffalo about white supremacy, which we'll talk about in the next segment. But there is an interesting video clip. I don't want to get out of the segment without listening to this. Justin, if you're ready, play the audio clip that I sent you, and it's from Tactical Wisdom. You just have to go up one because I sent you the wrong one from Breaking 911. They went and interviewed a victim. A resident of Buffalo. And they were a little shocked to hear the words coming out of this black man's mouth because they thought they were going to get, this is white supremacy and we're hunted every day. You know, the LeBron James script. But it came out a little bit differently. So take a listen to it here on the Barrett Brief on the Crusade channel.